You are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is a radio show where we talk about the Akashic Records. We talk about your life and how you're living it and what is most meaningful for you. And we bring forth a message from the Akashic Records specifically for the people who are listening, whether you're listening live tonight or you're listening via archive. We want you to understand that you are more than you realize. There is, let me just kind of back up here before we get into that. Just to help, I don't know how many people have listened to this before, the program before, but it's coming that I need to explain to you that I access the Akashic Records consciously. I access the Akashic Records through a specific sacred prayer that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And all I need is your current legal name and your question, and that gets us to the right area of the Akashic Records. If you've never heard of the Akashic Records, we want you to understand that it's like a divine search engine. So the best way to explain it is that if you were to put a subject into your computer, you're going to search the internet, you need the more specific the subject or the better the information. So with the Akashic Records, the more specific the question, the better the information. Okay? And so it's important for you to understand that you can ask pretty much anything. We're not really involved with something involved. Everything is in the Akashic Records, and as well as past, present, and future probabilities or possibilities. There is nothing. There is nothing absolute about the future. And the reason that there's nothing absolute about the future is that every choice we make creates our future. And we go from one minute to another minute making different choices. So the idea here is past is just a minute ago. Past is just a few seconds ago. So we move into the future on an ever-increasing way, so that every new minute, new second, is the future that was, how can I explain it? Every minute that goes by is the past that was the future a minute ago. And so the choices we make create our future. And because we're on a free will planet, it's even more magnified. So what's important to you today may not be important to you tomorrow. So what you need to decide is, what do you want your next minute or your next hour or your next day to look like? So we talk about that a lot. You know, you can call in and talk to me and ask me any questions. I don't channel. What I do is I receive the information from the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records are open right now. And you can call and ask a question about yourself or about the world or about whatever you would like to know. We don't answer questions or about other people without their permission, because that would be invading their space and their privacy. So it can be about you. It can be about your curiosities about how the planet works, how life works. You can actually call toll-free at 888-429-5471. Can also call direct if you're calling from another country. Our area code is 011, and you can call direct to 530-513-6472. Or you can email me a question, and you can email me a question at akashicwisdom.com. So that's the same thing as the radio show, A-K-A-S-H-I-C, wisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. And so you can email me the information. If you're emailing me the information, please be sure and put your legal name in that email, even though I will not mention your full legal name on the air for your privacy. So, again, we can talk about whatever you like. We're coming down to very special times. Tonight is the second night of Hanukkah for the Jewish people, where a Hanukkah menorah that had very little oil, not even an oil for one day, burned for 8 days when the Maccabees defeated the Syrians. And because they were being persecuted and not able to worship the way they wanted, worship in freedom. And what's interesting about this holiday, it's not even a major holiday for the Jewish people, but it is an important holiday for us to contemplate on for a humanity point of view. And the reason it's important is because we're dealing and talking about freedom. We're talking about freedom of choice. We're talking about the freedom to worship the way you choose. And it is important, and it's also about the freedom to believe whatever it is you choose to believe, including the stuff that doesn't help you. You know, we run our lives on our belief systems. We talk about this all the time, but the idea of the holiday of Hanukkah is one that from a symbolic point of view begs us to ask ourselves, in what way do we desire freedom, and in what way are we imprisoning ourselves? And the reason that's important is because when you look at your life or your choices in life, and you look at your self-talk and you hear your self-talk say or comment on what you can't do, you are now imprisoning yourself, because you're limiting yourself by your own beliefs of what you perceive to be the truth about what you can and can't do. And so what's important now is for you to take a look at how are you imprisoning yourself by holding yourself back. And one of the ways to break that is just to merely ask yourself, if I didn't feel this way, if I didn't believe I couldn't accomplish X, if you will, or whatever, what would I accomplish? What would I want to do? And so, you know, it's all about that. And I want to share with you the information from the Akashic Records about your absolute positive magnificence. You're smarter than you even can ever believe that you are. And your dreams should never be talked down, no matter who tells you you can't. And you need to, but at the same time, you cannot sit on the couch and wait for the dreams to come to you. You need to move forward in creating those dreams, in creating what you truly want. Every step you take towards it gets it more and more in more tangible. Now, what's interesting is when we light the Hanukkah menorah, the Hanukkiah, these candles are to do nothing but to be looked at. They're not to do anything. They have no reason. And it's like we're not to use them to, let's say, keep a dark room light. They are only there to be viewed as a symbol of the light that is within us, that when we magnify it, miracles happen. And that we know within ourselves, we must know within ourselves that there is absolutely nothing that we cannot accomplish when we move towards it, when we create our own plan, when we take that first step. We need to look at our dreams in a very realistic way. Realistic from the point of view of, if I'm going to make a plan, if you're going to make a plan, you need to understand basically what is the end result, and work backwards. What do you need to create the plan that you so deeply want to create? So if there's someone out there that wants to create something and needs help creating a plan of how to get there, I encourage you to call in. Allow the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones to help you develop your plan right here, tonight, right now. The masters, teachers, and loved ones, the Akashic Records, can help people create business plans, can help them create lesson plans, and help you create a life plan. That's why the name of our company is Life Path Strategies, because we help you create your life path strategy that will help you get to where you want to go. And you have an opportunity right now to work with me and the masters, teachers, and loved ones for free just by calling in. And so, who's ever listening who would like a free consultation, this is the time to call. Again, those numbers are 888-429-5471. Or you could dial direct at the area code is 011 or 530-513-6472. So however you want to do that, you can certainly call and see what we can create for you, help you create, rather. Okay. Now, I want to talk about something else. I want to help ease some fears. I want to really help everyone understand about December 21st. Especially those people, if you're listening from Russia or you're listening in any other way that really believes that December 21st is the Mayan doomsday, I want to share with you how you have nothing to fear. This is not the end of the world. And I want you to truly call in and ask questions about what your fears are so the masters, teachers, and loved ones can talk to you about what it is you truly, truly want and what is possible. And we also understand that that there's many people who really are afraid because of rumors, because of fear that has been put into your minds or your hearts that is unnecessary. And we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Yes.
Good.
Okay.
Great. Could I know, what's your name, please?
Patsy Kimbrough.
Hi, Patsy. Where are you calling from?
Hi. Jefferson, Georgia.
Okay. Did you say, okay. All right. And how can we help you tonight, Patsy?
Oh, I always think I'm going to do something. I always have this idea that it involves going out and selling something, and I never will do it.
What do you want to sell? Hello, Patsy?
Patsy Kim.
I'm sorry? Hello?
Jefferson, Georgia.
I understand. What do you want to sell, dear?
Oh, I always think I'm going to go do something, you know, like I'm going to go sell something, but I just never do.
I understand, but what is it you want to sell?
Oh, I want to sell some multi-level marketing stuff, health stuff for weight loss.
And do you believe that the product is a good product?
Yes, I believe it's good.
Do you use the product yourself?
Yes.
And so, first of all, Patsy, you have to understand that when you're dealing with a product like this, okay?
Oh, I want to sell weight loss and energy, like nutrition.
Yeah.
Nutrition.
Yes. Do you have your computer on?
Yes.
You got to turn those
speakers
off because there's a delay.
Just talk
to me. Don't listen to your computer. Don't listen to those speakers.
Oh.
Okay. Can you turn the sound down on your speakers?
Yes.
Let me know when you've got it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, so are you trying to sell, are you a distributor of these products right now? Patsy, you have to listen to my voice on the phone, not the one on the computer.
Oh, okay. See, actually, the trouble is probably I'm calling you from the computer.
You're calling me from the computer? But, I mean, you don't have a BBS radio show on, do you? Because it'll...
I do. Oh, so I should just try it. I could turn that off of the... I could get that off the program.
Yes, turn the program off. And then you can turn it back on again when we get done talking, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just please do that. Are you with me? Hello? Patsy? Hello?
Yeah,
are you there?
Your guest is my cat.
I think she had some technical difficulties. All right. That's okay. Put me back on the air.
Are you still
there? Okay. I'm still alive. Great. Okay, great. All right, well, we lost Patsy along the way. And what's interesting is that people... She poses a very interesting question. And the question is that she wants to sell this, but yet she can't seem to sell what she is, what she wants. And what's interesting about this is that when you're talking about quote unquote selling in a multi-level marketing arena, if you think about the fact that you're quote unquote selling something, it's very hard to be successful, because the successful people in a multi-level marketing arena are the ones that believe in the product and talk about the product with passion. And they talk about the product to such an extent that people want what they have. And they want the benefits that these individuals are talking about. So whether it's vitamins, whether it's weight loss, whether no matter what it is, if you quote-unquote think you're quote-unquote selling something and you have underlying beliefs that selling isn't good, or you have some underlying negative attitudes towards selling, then quote-unquote, you can't do it. So you have to change your underlying beliefs, or you have to at least neutralize them. And one of the ways that's very powerful when it comes to sales is to help yourself understand that what you're doing is giving people an opportunity to buy. Patsy, are you back on the line? Hello? Somebody on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
You back? Now, is your computer off so you can talk to me?
Yeah, I got that radio program off the computer.
Okay, great. So now, all right. So what I was saying is that when you're talking about selling anything, if you have an underlying belief system that stops you from or that you hold that's negative around selling, if you are holding an underlying belief system that's negative around success, it's very hard to approach people to sell anything, because the fear of success and the fear that you're holding is there stopping you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, because maybe they won't like it or something, you know.
Well, but the idea here is that when you choose to involve yourself with a product, the belief system you want to look at is, A, do I believe in the product? B, do I believe that it's going to benefit people? Has it benefited me? And how has it benefited you? So what you're doing when you're presenting this product to whoever, it's not about quote-unquote selling it so much as presenting something that you're passionate about.
Right. And then that makes them want it, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then they want what you have. But if you try to sell it to them, then they feel there's an energy, a different kind of an energy that you hold if you're, A, afraid that they're not going to like it, B, you're afraid they're not going to like you, or C, you're afraid that you're trying to push them into something. And here's what's important for you to understand. People understand how to say no, especially when it comes to money. They might not say no openly, but if they don't want to spend the money, they'll figure out a way to get away from you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, just know that. So the reality is that if you believe in the product and you tell people about it, and you're excited enough about it, they're going to want what you have. On the other hand, if you're dealing with a fear of success, then you're holding a belief system where the pattern of starting something and not finishing it is very very prevalent in your life. Can you identify with that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so it's almost like as soon as you start getting even somewhat successful, you sabotage yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And so where you want to look is that your internal saboteur, your subconscious sabotage, has to do with an underlying belief system that you are not allowed to be successful in this particular case. And I want you to...
Oh, yeah.
So who told you that?
Well, I don't know. I had an uncle that used to sell all kinds of stuff, and everybody thought he was really not very nice and stuff.
That he wasn't honest?
Yeah, probably.
So he's trying. Was he kind of a? And there was like, what didn't they like about him?
Oh. I guess because he was always trying to sell them something.
But I'm saying so they felt obligated or pushed around or what? You know, were you a kid when this happened?
Oh yeah. When I was a kid, it's when I noticed it. I guess I was always afraid of being like him. So
exactly.
You know.
Yeah. But are you like him?
No.
And does the company, now are you working, are you a distributor now for any products, or was this just talking about something that happened in the past?
Oh, it's happened in the past, and I'm currently signed up for something, but I haven't sold anything yet.
But do you use this product? Are you happy with the product? Do you think it's a good product?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Why?
Well, my skin looks better, and this is just a diet supplement food thing,
uh-huh.
And then my weight has not been fluctuating, but normally the second I quit watching my weight, like I'm not eating anything hardly or something, it runs back up. But now, like I had a friend that visited me from out of town. That last week, and we ate Chinese and all kinds of stuff, and it didn't actually change.
Because you're taking this product.
Yeah, it's meal replacements where you have nutrition, but of course I was not perfect on that week because my friend showed up and
sure you were
wasn't
out
on that,
mm-hmm.
Right.
But the idea here, though, has to do with you. In order to be successful in anything, Cassie, you have to examine your underlying beliefs of what you believe is true.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true.
And you have to listen to what your self-talk is. So what do you tell yourself about why you can't do this?
I think I always don't want to sell. I always want to make sure. It's like I feel responsible for them to ever decide they don't want to do that. You know, it's like I almost marry them for life that they would want to still have that deal, which is a little unrealistic, you know.
Well, first of all, if someone chooses to purchase a diet supplement from you, and they have decided to commit to that diet supplement by spending the money, it's their choice whether they fulfill it or not. It's got nothing to do with you.
Yeah, that's true, you know. Oh, that's right.
And do you know why and how the gyms and the health spas, you know, with the exercise machines and, you know, all those places where they have all those different machines and trainers and stuff like that. Do you know how they make most of their money?
No.
By people who buy the service and don't come.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to a gym one time, and I went every day. I went every day. And then I signed up for a period of time, and I never went back.
Right. So if every single person who signed up for those gyms showed up every day, they wouldn't have room. They'd be busting at the seams, and there'd be a line out the door to use that place.
Oh, right.
So you cannot hold yourself responsible for what people commit to and don't do.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And it's the same
that's
way
true.
A massage therapist or a Reiki person or an energy healer. When a client comes to them and the quote-unquote wants to be healed, the practitioner or the facilitator, all they can do is bring forth the energy. It's up to the person who's on the table or presents themselves to receive that energy and partner with the divine to keep it.
Hmm. Wow. Never heard of that before.
True.
Makes sense, though.
Yeah, because the reality is I can't make you feel do anything that you inherently don't want to do or your body isn't ready to do, or for whatever reason, if you need that pain, I as a human being can only facilitate energy of the divine. If that person is not ready to receive that healing, not going to happen.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
Same way, if somebody buys it from you, all right, and they choose 2 days later that this is not what they thought it was going to be, they have two choices. Well, actually, they have three. Their choice is, A, to call you up and say, I don't want this, I want my money back. B, to continue working it until they see any kind of results. Or C, to quit and just lose their money.
Right?
Three choices, correct?
Yes.
And I'm sure that you give some type of a guarantee with your product, like first 30 days or whatever it is, right?
Yes, some days. I don't know. I'm still in the training part, so I'm still learning all the little ins and outs of everything.
Not even ready to sell it yet, right?
Right. No, not this one.
So the suggestion is that when you move into this, you move in realizing that all you can do is offer offer people the opportunity to purchase it.
Right. And then it's up to them. They choose or whatever, and that's it.
To continue or not.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you're not available if they have questions. You make yourself available. You have an upline that's going to make yourself available. That you have people that are going to help your customers as well as you along the way. But it's individual choice of what they do with it.
Right. Yeah, it's sort of like my sister used to say, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him suck it up through that little bitty straw.
Well, that's one way of saying it. The other way of saying you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink, that's for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, the same way, I want you to think about this. The same way that you commit to purchasing this distributorship, going through the training, and the deciding not to do it, it's not the people's fault, right?
All right.
They gave you all the tools, correct?
Right.
So you can't hold them responsible, can you? If you don't walk the walk, you can't. I mean, if you don't talk the talk, you can't walk the walk, right?
Right.
Same thing with the people you sell this stuff to.
Yeah, that's true. I think they have it kind of figured out because they you call them again and you contact them again the first few days to make sure they're not having any trouble, make sure they're doing it correctly, so you have multiple chances to get questions answered or find out that there's some other way to do it.
Right.
You know.
You know, and as long as you follow up, as long as you follow up and do what you say you're going to do with your customers, you know, the whole idea is to be excited about what you're selling and believe in it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You have
true.
To have that passion. If you don't, you might as well just stop taking the training now. Go to another product.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do, actually, because I see it as a way to lose weight that I never lost in 40 years, because I've lost thousands of pounds, but I always put it back with interest. But I never go beyond a certain age group to where I went back before with it. But I'm sure it will do that this time.
Why are you sure?
I mean, I'm sure I can do it. Because they have it thought out better, and they have they have nutrition instead of. I was always doing starvation myself.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
But
yeah,
no.
So,
go ahead.
There's like 40 things that your body needs. So if you get those 40 things in, and then you're not starving to death otherwise, then it's going to work, you know.
Right. And the other piece is that if up to this point you've if you have to lose weight, and you're on a supplement of a shake, or was it a shake supplement or something like that?
Yeah, there's shakes, and then there's little snack bars.
Okay, but the reality is that if people are hungry, they're going to be hungry.
Well, you do that once a day. Once a day, you eat a regular meal. But actually, there's adjustments for that too, though.
Okay, so you do have the answers to tell people what to do, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's up to you. But again, the same thing with weight loss. If somebody's not really ready to release that weight, they can find ways to sabotage themselves all the time. It has to do with their belief system of what happens when they lose the weight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's, maybe it's just that I can't have money, because I've had quite a bit of money several times, but I always managed to get rid of it some way.
So who told you you didn't deserve to have any money?
Oh, let's see. I don't know. I think my mother always kind of implied that I would never have anything.
What were your parents' beliefs about wealthy people?
Oh, that they weren't nice.
Why?
I'm not sure. Like,
what do you remember them saying? If they heard about somebody who made a lot of money, or they had a relative who was making money, or they heard about somebody on the television or radio that was making a lot of money, what would their comments be?
They're living off of other people, you know.
Uh huh. What else did they say?
Oh, you have to watch them.
Oh, you can't trust wealthy people, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what else?
Yeah. Oh, they're only concerned about themselves.
I see. That means they're selfish, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Well, I guess they always kind of thought they got it from somebody else without, you know, not necessarily, they weren't necessarily, didn't necessarily have integrity about it.
Okay, so rich people have no integrity. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I guess a little.
Okay, so just based on those few ideas, why would you want to be rich? Because then people won't trust you. They won't like you. They'll think you're living off of somebody else, that you swindled somebody else to get rich.
Oh, you know what? I probably wouldn't tell them if I were anyway. I probably wouldn't tell them.
Does it make any difference whether you tell them or not? The idea that you're holding those beliefs, you wouldn't want anybody else to know that you were doing well either. So how do you make How do you make sure that nobody else knows that you're doing well? Well, if you don't have any money, or if you do have any money, you have to hide it, and if you got to get rid of it really fast before they find out you've got it.
Yeah, that's true. So I always have to not have it.
There you go.
Yeah, I had enough money once to buy. I could have bought a new car, two or three of them, really. And you know, I wouldn't do it because I didn't want people to see me driving a car like that.
And so, do you understand now? What's really going to be important for you, Patsy, is to really start working on your personal self-esteem, your boundaries.
Yeah.
And you have to really work on neutralizing what other people think, including your family.
Oh yeah.
Are your parents still alive?
Actually, my family's. No, actually, they're dead, so I don't have to worry about that. I just have to neutralize the ideas.
Right. Because the reality here is that the belief systems that you carry will make it very hard for you in a lot of different ways, because let's say you become successful with this weight loss thing. One of the biggest deals about finding people to go underneath you is to tell them how well you're doing. Because people want to be around successful people.
Right.
Uh-oh. Your money's not going to be made on selling product. It never is. It's about getting people underneath you that is going to sell more product.
Oh, right. That's
and then
true.
Them getting the people underneath them. Now, why would they want to follow somebody who's not successful and is afraid to tell them they're making any money?
Yeah, exactly. They wouldn't.
Right.
Well.
So you got yourself in a bit of a pickle here.
Yeah, I do. I have to do something about it.
Yeah, real quick, huh?
Yeah, very fast.
So what do you want to do about it?
Well, I want to change my ideas, change those ideas so that I don't keep doing that.
So let's start now. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Are you ready, or do you need to think about this?
Oh, no, I don't need to think about
it.
I just want to make sure.
Just want to make sure you're ready. You're ready, right?
Right.
Okay. So are you willing to say that, are you willing to consider that your parents were wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Are you willing to prove them wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Now, before you answer that question, I want you to notice how that felt in your body just a moment before you said yeah. Where did
it felt
you feel
a little
excited?
Funny with the...
Huh?
Oh, my thighs.
Yeah. And what about your gut?
Oh, yeah, that kind of felt a little funny, too.
Yep, but your throat was kind of tight, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, it could have been. Yeah, that's pretty, too, yeah. I'm used to ignoring my throat.
Right, because you know what? For many, many years, it's been hard for you to speak your truth.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So...
That's right. I always didn't speak my beliefs or anything.
Right, because then they wouldn't like you.
Yeah, and they look at you funny, like you have two heads or something.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that if you actually start speaking your truth, it makes them, all right, it what happens with it is that it makes them disappointed because you're not like them.
Oh, yeah.
And so what is important for you to look at, Patsy, is that it's okay to be your own person.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You might want to write that down.
I am.
Good job. The idea here is that it's okay for me to be my own person. B, it's mm-hmm. it's essential that I speak my truth, especially to yourself. You have to stop lying to yourself about what you want or what you're willing to do to get it. Now, the question that's coming up here from the master's teachers and loved ones as we're speaking is they want to understand, they want you to look inside of yourself. And they're asking you, if you could do anything in the world to make money and be financially free and comfortable, how would you like to earn your living? What would be your right livelihood? What's the first thing that comes into your mind right now?
Counseling.
Counseling. What kind of counseling?
Oh, people have trouble, like maybe they're having trouble with maybe some family member that has passed away or something, or even somebody that they've had argument with, just some stuff in life. I was a nurse, and I actually studied some other stuff because I was looking for what can I do with these people.
Uh-huh.
And I learned quite a bit of stuff, but then I never had a license or anything, but I used to do that sometimes, and sometimes I do it now, but I just basically do it for free. Actually, the whole idea is to have enough money so I could do that for free.
Well, okay, so the question here is, why do you want to give away something that is that valuable?
Well, I guess because I don't see other people think it's valuable. And
why do you think that?
Because most of the time they don't really, they don't really have any idea how valuable it is, and
because you don't believe it's valuable.
Maybe so. And then also, you see, I get like if I have this friend that she swears she'd be dead if I hadn't helped her. But anyway, because you see, if I was charging them money, I would be under a lot more pressure.
Sure, because you'd have to be right all the time, right?
Yeah, that's true. Of course, I always try to be right anyway, but what would happen is if it was something she would have something and I didn't know what to do about it, but the answer would come to me, that either where to look for the answer or what to do, what to tell her to do. And then I guess I think if I were charging money, that might actually disappear because I could get answers of what to do. Where to look.
Okay, so are you listening to yourself? Because I hope you hear this. I hope you go back and play this program back in the archives. Because what you're saying to yourself is that you're talking yourself out of doing what you love for fear of being wrong.
Oh, my God, that's right. That's right.
And the reality is the reason why you've gone into this weight loss thing is so that you can counsel people and inspire them. You're just using the product as a vehicle.
Oh yeah. It's sort of like I took a course in numerology once, and I only did one reading. The girl was going, her jaw was wide open, and she's going, "How do you know that? How do you know that?" Well, I didn't know how I knew that because I don't even know where this stuff was coming from. But anyway, I guess it must have been pretty right because she was saying that.
And so what we would like to share with you is that you have a gift, and what you are requiring is to be legitimized.
Oh yeah.
You have to feel legitimate about what you're about your counseling. So the question that's coming up is, why haven't you ever gone to school for counseling?
I actually started to back in the 60s, and then I needed to work. I had just taken the beginning classes of everything, so I really hadn't learned anything yet. But I had to quit work and earn some money so I could go to the school that was further away. And then I went to work at a health department in the state, and they had a mental health unit. And I noticed that the ones that looked really crazy were the therapists. So I decided, well, I can't do that. And the teachers, every teacher I had on the, every psych teacher I had, there wasn't anything they all agreed on. I never found one thing they all agreed on. So I forgot about that. And then years later, I found some stuff that would work. But by that time, you can't really do something without having the paper. If I would have gone and got the paper, then I could actually do it anyway, because I worked in a locked unit once, and sometimes I would, because people would say stuff, and I would know what they needed, and I would just do it. And I had a girl that left within 4 hours after I did just a little two questions, alternating questions with her, and she left. Signed herself out, and as far as I know, she was fine because she never came back.
So the recommendation here is that you get yourself a spiral notebook. It doesn't have to be expensive, but some kind of a journal, and that you'd write down. And I want you to be your own counselor.
Oh, okay.
So I want you to pretend that somebody came to you and asked you the questions that you're asking me.
Oh, okay.
And I want you to move into the center of your being, to where those answers come from.
Oh,
and
yeah,
realize
yeah.
that the center of your being that can answer this can only answer lovingly. It's never about criticism, and if you hear criticism, then it's your mom or somebody, some authority voice, and you need to just say, "I'll listen to you later, just not now."
Oh, okay.
You see, because when you try to earn money to pay for allowing you to do what you love, you decrease the. It's like you dilute your abilities, and you fragment your focus. So,
oh yeah,
what we would like to suggest to you is that you consider moving into some type of ministry that you feel comfortable with, not dogma. We're not talking about dogma. You know, where you like with rules and things like that. I'm not talking about that, but there are ways to become a holistic counselor. There are ways to become a spiritual counselor, and there are ways to become a nutritional counselor, And quite frankly, my friend, you have the capabilities for all of those.
Yeah, it'll probably be spiritual.
Right, but because you're a nurse, or you have a background in nursing, you also understand nutrition.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And there's many times, so it's, what we're saying is that you have way more credentials than you realize, and that it's about time that you start making a plan to do what you love, rather than stopping yourself or distracting yourself with things you have to do in order to do what you love.
Yeah, that's true. Because when I was working as the nurse, I was always doing this other stuff, too. It got my spectacular results, but, you know, nobody actually ever knew about it.
But here's what you want to do, is you have to value you.
Oh, yeah.
Patsy, you have to, and there's a statement that I give all the time from the Master's Teachers in Love to the Akasha. And what it says is, I choose to love myself enough not to allow myself not to be loved, even by myself.
Wow.
And when you take the knots out of that statement, it ends up for your subconscious to tell you, I choose to love myself enough to allow myself to be loved, even by myself.
Oh, okay. But it needs the knots in it?
Doesn't need the knots in it, but the reason why you put the knots in it, because the personality, it's like a cheer for the personality, and the subconscious gets it anyway with the knots in it. The subconscious doesn't hear the knots.
Oh, okay.
And so what's important here is that your journey continues now in A, learning how to love yourself, B, understanding that you don't have to be perfect, and see, not being responsible for what comes for, being responsible to show up, but what people do with the information you give them, you can't be responsible for that. You can the only thing you can do is offer the information, not tell them what to do, but offer the information. And it's up to them to do whatever they feel will help them the most.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow.
Now, how do you feel now?
I feel good about it. I have to look into these other ways of doing things, but, and this might actually offer some of it, somewhat.
Mm-hmm, yes. You know, to put it out there to get some business cards and talk to people about being a spiritual counselor. You might want to. I don't know. You know, where did you say you live?
Jefferson, Georgia. I don't think there's probably that many people that do that, but they might. Yeah, I mean, there's more than used to be.
No, what you have to do is, I don't think there's any. You have to check out the state laws, but. Spiritual counselor, I don't know, you have to check out to see if there's any certifications in Georgia for that. I would have to say I doubt it.
Yeah, I do too. I doubt it.
But you can check it out.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, but it's really important that you understand that you have a lot of gifts. And should you ever want any kind of life coaching to help you get on this path, that's what I do. But I do charge money for it because I know what I do is valuable.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. And,
well,
and really,
you understand because you just experienced it.
Right.
See, the idea is all you need in being a coach, you need to have, is part, being a coach is part cheerleader, part listening, and part feeding back to you what you already know. And the other part is loving you enough to know you can do it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're quite welcome. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And if you'd like to be on my email list, you know, for various things that I send out now and then. I don't send out a lot of stuff all the time, but I do send out messages from the Akashic Records now and then. And so, you know, if you want my email address, I'll give you that, and I'll get anybody else who's out there listening that would like to be a part of that email address or that email list. It's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. And if you'd like to call me privately, you can call me at 216-691-1233. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Well, I'd look forward to hearing from you in any way, shape, or form. Keep in touch. Let me know how you're doing. Okay? All right? Even if it's
okay.
A phone call here on the show. All right?
Okay. And do you give your name?
Oh, my name is Donna Fox. D-A-H-N-A.
Donna Fox.
And last name is Fox, like the animal. F as in Frank, O-X.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I've never listened to this program before.
Well, I guess there's a reason.
Not that I wouldn't
that you listen
would have mind it. I just never found it before.
You know, I'll tell you something. Spirit and the universe, work in very interesting ways to get the right person to the right place at the right time.
Oh yeah, that's true. I had a job once where I didn't have any idea what these people were doing. It was they had data processing stuff, and they asked questions like they had 23 reports and they all had different figures. And I first thought, well, I'll leave. I better leave because I didn't know what it was. And then I thought, well, you know, I might as well stay because, you know, I can stay till I can figure out, you know, find out for sure. I don't know. And actually, every time I had something that I needed that I didn't have the answer to, all I had to do was wait a few days, and it would occur to me what the deal was. And it was always right. So it was
there
kind of spooky, but I didn't have any idea where it was coming from, you know. So
how about God?
Oh yeah, I think it was a spirit or God,
yep.
You know.
Spirit, God, universe, higher self.
Yeah. But see, at the time, I had no clue about that, you know, and it was something I would just count something. I'd wait, you know, because I knew the answer was coming. And people would look
there
at me
go.
Strange because it didn't make sense, but you know, it was always right.
And so that's why you listened to the show tonight, and that's why we had this conversation.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, Patsy. Good luck to you and blessings to you, okay?
Okay.
And happy holidays.
Well, happy holidays to you, too.
And a prosperous new year.
Oh, yes, that's right. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. Keep in touch.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we got to thank Patsy for calling in because I know there's many of you out there that were listening that had the same issue. And I had two questions that came in during the time that we were on the phone with Patsy that I didn't get a chance to answer. One was from Stephen, and Stephen, I need you to I'll be happy to answer that next week, but I need you to be more specific with your question. If you would email me a more specific question. And then there was also one from Frank. And although yours was very specific, and Frank is from Germany, I'm so glad to hear from you, that I really want, it, again, to be a little bit more really specific so that we can, you know, address your question. Thank you so much for emailing me, both Frank and Stephen. And we will get to your questions next week, and if you'd like to email me some more details, detailed questions, more specific questions, that'd be great. The email again is info@akashicwisdom.com, and again, my personal phone number is 216 691-1233, and that is available to you 24 hours a day. If I'm not sitting at my desk, then my voicemail will pick it up, even if I'm talking to a client. You can always leave a message. So I look forward to talking with you all. Again, my name is Donna Fox. I've been working with the Akashic Records for over 16 years, and I care deeply about the future of humanity because we're all one. And so I'm going to go ahead and close the show for tonight. Look forward to having you folks listen back in next week, and email your questions. Be sure and call your questions in because it makes it so much richer. So we are going to close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Show. We want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records, the Akashic Records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed, if you'll all join me in saying amen. Thank you, everyone, and let's talk to you next week. Have a great one. Bye-bye.